Well, the main act tonight is without question the federal budget, the first for Treasurer Josh Frydenberg. The Prime Minister is expected to call a federal election within days of this being handed down, so don't expect an awful lot of tough medicine. What we do know so far is more tax cuts are on the way, infrastructure spending will be big, and there will be a return to surplus. To do some crystal ball gazing, I'm joined by Nikki Hudley, an economist with Deloitte Access Economics. Nikki, thanks for your time.
You're very welcome.
So the Treasurer says this budget is the product of responsible decisions, but it also has to win an election. Will this be a more political document than usual?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as I think it's been pointed out, there hasn't in 50 years been a budget this close to an election. And it would be a very strange government that didn't use everything in its power to win over the voters in whatever way it could. And we've already seen that foreshadowed in the form of the tax cuts and the infrastructure spending that you alluded to. But in terms of getting back into surplus and responsible economic management, there's really not been any tough decisions made. The government's just relying on the fact that we've exported a lot more of commodities at higher prices. We've had relatively good jobs growth, even though wages haven't really, you know, motored ahead. And along with, you know, profits and overall household incomes, that's helped to build up the coffers in Canberra that has allowed them to make these election time promises.
So the Coalition is projecting a surplus tonight, the first since Peter Costello's final budget. Is this projected surplus just something on paper, or is it more substantial than that?
Well, it is something on paper, and it's predicated on us on a certain set of economic forecasts, which are often the first thing that the economists look at when we open the budget papers to see, you know, what they're saying. You might remember last year the forecast was for 3.5% wages growth, which was well out of touch with what we actually achieved. And that matters because every time you get even one percentage point different in wages growth or GDP growth in your forecast for the terms of trade, that has a meaningful impact on the budget bottom line. So for things to go the way they are forecast, the world needs to not see any what we call, you know, black swan events, to not have anything go wrong. And we all know that there are some fairly strong risks out there. So without wanting to sound, you know, overly doom and gloom you know, we do have to be careful that it's very rare that we've seen a budget forecast actually be realised. Somewhere along the way, things either go better, as they have in the last year or so, or quite frequently they're a lot worse. So, you know, we've been talking about budget surpluses back since, I think, 2012-13, so it's been a long time coming.
The Coalition argues this will be a responsible budget. What will you be looking for as evidence of that?
Well, we'd essentially be looking for what's been done to shore up revenues, to make sure that there is a solid baseline of revenues that are going to continue over the long run. Because when we look at expenditure, things like health and education, all of those services that government provides, even the infrastructure spending that's a one-off, they need to be paid for by something. And in the last 24 hours, we've seen the Parliamentary Budget Office remind us of what our national health bill and social services bill for the ageing population is going to look like in the coming decades. And it's not a pretty picture. So if we don't make structural reforms that say we are going to actually increase our tax base, then we have to start making decisions about how we reduce our expenditure. And so it's the balance of those two things. I don't expect to see anything on the revenue side tonight, and I expect to see lots of goodies promised on the expenditure side. So I doubt very much we'll see anything meaningful in making progress on that front tonight.
And it's widely acknowledged that a key factor in the improved budget bottom line is an increase in the income tax take. Bracket creep, basically, that's the way to describe it. Given the cap on immigration, is this likely to continue into the future?
Well, it all depends on what they do with the currently scheduled tax cuts, because as you know, we've got round two. The first round, in fact, will come in on the 1st of July, which is in the form of a basically a cash rebate to households, and then the second tranche, which is due to come in around 3 years' time, will actually change the bands within which you pay your tax, so they will lift those bans. But most of the benefit of that will go to high income earners, not people on $90,000 or less, so the average income or less. So unless something is announced tonight that A, brings that forward, and B, changes significantly those tax brackets, then yes, bracket creep will continue.
The government announced a sweeping package of income tax cuts last year, but more tax cuts are expected. Labor has indicated it won't necessarily oppose them. Of course, they're looking at the detail right now. Can the economy, can the budget actually afford them? And does the economy need them?
Well, two very interesting questions, not different answers, I think.
Yeah, right.
Can we afford them? Well, not really. Not in the long term, and you know, potentially not in the medium term. Look, we've got this nice surplus come through because revenues are higher at the moment, but it's not a permanently high situation. So if you lock in permanent tax cuts with a non-permanent increase in revenue, then you're going to end up with a problem in a couple of years' time when that revenue starts to fade as the economy and particularly commodity prices are not as strong. So that's the problem. If do we need them? I'd say that something is warranted, because we do have consumer spending is very weak. Households are very cautious. They've not had strong increases in wages. But is a permanent tax cut the right answer to that? Possibly not. You know, something that is in the order of giving people incentives to not, for example, have just here's $75 to help you once off with your electricity bill, which come the next few winter months, particularly in Canberra, will not really help that much. But, you know, help people to invest in solar panels, or to invest in better energy efficiency appliances in their households. You know, some of the states are running pilot programs for these. Do things that are going to make a difference in the long term to people's well-being, but make it a temporary and timely and targeted handout.
Nikki, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
You're very welcome. Thanks, Patricia.
Nikki Hutley is an economist with Deloitte Access Economics. This is RN Drive.